Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Some COVID-19 vaccine shipments to Florida are being delayed by bad weather across the U.S. The Florida Department of Health in Polk County says it's experiencing vaccine shipment delays due to storms in the north. The next shipment should contain 7,000 first-dose vaccines and 5,500 second-dose vaccines. If you already have an appointment, monitor your phone or email in the event your vaccination must be rescheduled. Florida added 220 more COVID-19 deaths today and nearly 6,300 more positive coronavirus cases. In a possible prelude to Florida's upcoming gubernatorial campaign, the only Democrat holding statewide office is taking a shot at Governor Ron DeSantis in a campaign-style video that casts the Republican as lacking in empathy amid a deadly pandemic and beholden to former President Trump. In her one-minute video, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried did not do what many expected her to do sometime in the coming months, announce a bid to challenge DeSantis for the governor's mansion in next year's election.
You won't hear this from Governor DeSantis, but you need to hear it. This pandemic has been painful. While he lashes out at everyone else like he's the victim, we all know who the real victims are. Every Floridian who has lost a loved one, lost a job, lost a way of life. This has been so much harder than it had to be, and we know why. Blind allegiance to an insurrectionist. So let me say this to all Floridians. You are loved. We feel your hurt. Florida can and will do better. As the Biden administration puts science first and we turn the corner on this pandemic, I promise I will continue to fight for you and hold the governor accountable. Although this has been a dark, painful time for our state, with your help, getting vaccinated and masking up, this can be the beginning of the end. And we've got plenty more beginnings to look forward to, Florida.
But even if Nikki Fried fell short of making a gubernatorial announcement, it set off more speculation and could accelerate the jockeying within Democrats who are considering a run against DeSantis. Florida's hate crime law could be expanded to create enhanced penalties for people who commit offenses against someone based on their gender or gender identity. The Senate Criminal Justice Committee approved a bill on a 5-2 vote today that would increase the level of a crime if it's motivated by those factors. The bill would also expand the definition of disability in current hate crime law to include any disability that creates limits on a person's major life activities. Current law only includes disabilities due to a developmental disability, organic brain damage, or mental illness. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis says the mandatory minimum penalties imposed on people who reoffend within a few years after getting released from prison are too harsh. Blaise Ganey reports Brandis is pushing a bill to reduce those sentences.
If someone commits a crime within 3 years of being released from a correctional facility for a crime that was punishable by more than 1 year, they're subject to harsher penalties. Brandis says that leads to many people serving longer sentences than necessary. Deborah Brennan, who volunteers at prisons, supports the change. She told the story of an inmate she met.
A man shared with me that 22 years ago, he committed two armed robberies where he asked somebody to put some money in a bag and he left without hurting anyone. For that act, he received two consecutive life sentences. At sentencing, the judge apologized to him because he was forced to hand down that law because his hands were tied due to this excessive law.
Brandis's proposed legislation would change the minimum mandatory of life in these cases to 25 years. If passed, the bill would apply retroactively. That means if the bill becomes law, the man in Brennan's story would be resentenced and might not have to serve life behind bars. I'm Blaise Ganey.
A winter storm that left millions without power in record-breaking cold weather has claimed more lives. That includes three people found dead after a tornado hit a seaside town in North Carolina and four family members who perished in a Houston-area house fire while using a fireplace to stay warm. Latinos are facing daunting barriers to getting COVID-19 vaccines. That creates a risk for public health as the coronavirus mutates and spreads. Many are struggling with a lack of knowledge about the shots, state vaccine websites that don't have Spanish instructions, ways to find appointments in their communities, and fears they could be targeted for immigration enforcement. Ranging from elderly Cuban Americans in Florida to farm workers in California, Latinos tend to have health problems like diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. That makes them one of the groups at highest risk from COVID-19 in the U.S. Here's the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms will develop later in the day. Highs will be in the mid-70s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.